Remember back in 2019 when Airbnb went all in on TV ads? It seemed kind of crazy at the time, right? Like they were this, tech savvy startup. And if everybody thought like digital marketing, that was the only game in town.
I mean, it definitely went against the grain.
Totally.
Everyone was so focused on algorithms and that hyper targeting, you know?
But here's the thing, their profits. Like they went through the roof. It's like they found some secret marketing superpower that everybody else missed. And that's actually what we're diving into today with this report, A CEO's Guide to TV Advertising. And they're making a pretty bold claim that TV isn't just, another marketing channel. It's a strategic growth driver.
Interesting.
That's actually more relevant now than ever before.
Yeah, it's about like sh shifting your thinking, thinking about TV not just like as, you know, an awareness play, but like as this core part of a comprehensive, you know, growth strategy.
A growth strategy, exactly. So let's jump into their first point. They argue that TV, it's uniquely positioned to grow market share through its massive reach. And they back this up with this idea of the 95 to 5 rule.
The what?
The 95 to 5 rule.
Okay.
Basically, at any given moment, like only 5%
Okay.
of your potential customers are actively out there looking for a solution like yours.
Oh, okay.
The other 95%, they're out there living their lives totally unaware. And this is where digital marketing, even with all its, fancy targeting and all that stuff falls short.
It's true. It's like digital's very good at what they call demand capture, you know, scooping up those ready to buy customers. But what about that huge untapped market? You know, the people who don't even know they need you yet. And that's where TV really shines because it's all about demand generation.
Demand generation. So instead of just, fighting for scraps with everyone else in the digital space, TV lets you kind of expand the whole pie by reaching people before they even start searching.
The report, it uses this great analogy. Imagine Steph Curry taking one free throw, right? Now imagine you getting to take 100 shots. Who's going to score more?
I see what you mean. Even the best shooter in the world can't compete with that volume of attempts.
It's the volume, right? And TV gives you that massive volume of shots, those impressions that really lodge your brand in people's minds. And despite what some people might think, you know, TV viewership, it's not going away. In fact, you know, they're projecting that the average American will spend over 5 hours a day watching TV in 2024.
5 hours, that's more time than most people spend on social media these days.
I know, right? Like it's not, we're not talking about some, you know, dying medium here. It's still a huge chunk of people's attention. And for CEOs, that means one thing, you know,
What's that?
more reach equals more potential customers, which means a bigger slice of that market share pie.
The market share pie. Okay, so we've established TV advertising can reach a massive audience. But it's not just about eyeballs on screens, right? It's about trust. And in today's world, trust is like a precious commodity.
It really is. And the report actually cites this study that found this like a staggering disconnect between, you know, how much trust CEOs think their brands have versus how much they actually do. Like there's this huge gap.
What's the percentage? Like how big is this gap?
Almost 60%.
Wow, that's huge.
I know.
60%. What's causing that?
Well, it's a lot of things. But think about like all the noise out there. Like you've got fake news, data breaches, influencer scandals. It's like consumers are just bombarded with information and it's hard to know who to trust, right?
It's true. It's like it's information overload. So how does TV advertising like fit into all this?
Well, here's the thing. The report found that traditional advertising channels, especially TV, they consistently rank like way higher for consumer trust than digital or social media ads. Yeah, we're talking like 80% trust rating for TV advertising.
80%, that's huge.
I know, it's huge.
Okay, so why is that?
Right.
Like what makes TV so inherently trustworthy?
It comes down to a couple things.
Okay.
First, there's the historical context.
Okay.
You know, TV advertising has been around forever.
Right, right.
And it's always had this, you know,
yeah,
this level of like regulation and oversight.
Right.
Like not just anyone can, you know,
right,
buy a primetime ad slot.
Right. It creates that barrier to entry.
Exactly.
Which kind of lends itself to more credibility.
Yeah.
For the brands that are on there.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Like you're more likely to trust, you know, information that's delivered in a formal setting,
right,
like a courtroom, right, or then like, you know, a random message scribbled on a bathroom stall.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Right. Right. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like the perceived legitimacy,
right,
of the platform itself.
Exactly.
Like when I see a brand advertising on TV,
yeah,
it just like subconsciously signals to me,
yeah,
that they're a serious player.
Right.
Like, yeah, like they've made it.
Exactly. It's like a, yeah, seal of approval.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
And that trust that then translates into something even more valuable.
Okay, what's that?
Pricing power.
Okay, now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Tell me more.
So basically, yeah, it's the ability to charge a premium,
okay,
for your product or service,
yeah,
without, you know,
yeah,
scaring away customers.
Yeah.
And the report actually gives this really interesting example,
okay,
of this education provider, okay, who saw their perceived affordability actually go down,
okay,
after they started running TV ads.
Wait, so people thought their service was more expensive,
yeah,
because they were on TV?
Right.
That seems counterintuitive.
It does, right. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Their customer influx like went way up.
Really?
Yeah.
So even though people thought the service was pricier,
yeah,
they signed up in droves.
They did.
Okay, what's the secret there?
Okay.
Like, how does that work?
It's the power of TV,
okay,
to elevate brand perception.
Okay.
Because TV is associated with quality and trust.
Right.
Being on there just like,
yeah,
makes your brand seem, yeah, more premium.
Yeah, okay, I'm starting to see it.
Yeah.
It's like that old saying.
What's that?
Like, you get what you pay for.
Right.
If a brand is willing to shell out,
yeah,
to be on TV,
right,
it must mean that they have something, you know,
yeah,
that's worth paying for.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Right.
TV advertising, yeah, you know, it can reach a huge audience.
Right.
It builds trust.
Yeah.
It can even give brands that power to charge more.
Right.
But at the end of the day,
yeah,
it all comes down to one question.
Yeah, what's that?
Does it actually impact the bottom line?
Right, right. That's the question every CEO wants answered, right?
Right.
And this report's answer is a resounding yes.
Okay.
It really argues that TV drives both, you know, short-term and long-term revenue growth.
So it's not a trade-off.
Right.
You can have those immediate results.
Right, you get both.
And still like build a brand for the long haul.
Yeah, you got it. And on the one hand, TV is just this powerhouse,
oh, yeah,
for brand building.
Okay.
You know, it's creating those lasting impressions.
Yeah.
It's fostering these deep emotional connections,
right,
that lead to customer loyalty.
Okay.
And that's a long game.
Yeah.
But it pays off, you know.
Right. Loyal customers are the lifeblood of any business.
They really are. They're everything.
Yeah.
But what's often overlooked is TV's power.
Okay.
To also drive that short-term sales activation.
Really? I always thought of TV as more of a top-of-funnel tactic.
Right.
Something to like, you know,
yeah,
build awareness.
Right.
Get the brand on people's radar.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a common misconception.
Yeah.
But remember, like, those emotional connections we talked about.
Yeah.
Like, those can be, like, crazy effective at prompting immediate action.
Okay.
Like a well-crafted TV ad. It,
yeah,
doesn't just, you know,
yeah,
plant a seed. It can actually get people to,
yeah,
you know, to pick up their phone, to engage right then and there.
So it's not just about,
okay,
like building brand awareness over time,
right.
it can get people off the couch
right.
reaching for their wallets.
Exactly. And the numbers, they back this up. The report highlights this one study that found that TV ads, they resulted in more than twice the ad recall of mobile ads.
Twice the recall? That's significant.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And you know, and most ad viewing still happens on TV screens.
Right. Not on our phones.
Not on your phone. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're not even just competing with a smaller screen at that point. Yeah. You're really capturing people's attention when they're most likely to be engaged.
It's about reaching people.
Right.
When they're actually paying attention.
Exactly.
Not just scrolling through a feed.
It's not that mindless scrolling.
Right.
You've got their attention.
Okay.
But let's talk like tangible results here.
Okay.
So the report looked at this group of advertisers
yep.
who had been running TV campaigns since 2018.
Okay.
And on average, established brands saw an 85% lift in brand awareness, while startups and new brands, they saw a crazy 100% increase.
Those are impressive numbers for sure.
They're huge.
But awareness alone doesn't pay the bills, right?
Right.
Did it actually translate into sales?
Yeah, well, here's the best part.
What?
Those same advertisers, they saw a 34% average increase.
Wow.
In direct website traffic.
Okay, so the direct traffic, that's huge.
It's huge.
Because that means people are seeing these ads,
yeah.
remembering the brand, mm-hmm. and then going directly to the website. They're not even, you know,
right.
clicking a search ad or a social media post. Mm-hmm. They're going straight to the source.
Straight to the source. And that's a clear sign that TV advertising, it doesn't just, you know, build awareness. Like, it drives action.
Okay.
And for CEOs who, you know, who need to see that return on investment, that's music to their ears, right?
Absolutely. So we've talked about reach.
Right.
Trust.
Yeah.
Pricing power, revenue growth. Mm-hmm. What's the final reason why CEOs should be paying attention to TV advertising?
I think it all comes down to accountability and measurement.
Yeah.
You know, CEOs, they're data driven.
Right.
They need to know that their investments are paying off. And and for a long time there was this perception that TV advertising it was kind of a black box, you know.
Right. It's like that old saying, I know half my advertising budget is wasted.
Exactly.
But I don't know which half.
I know, right.
Right, right.
But this report argues that TV advertising, it's come a long way
okay.
in terms of being able to really provide accountable, measurable results.
So no more like throwing money into a void, hoping for the best.
No, not at all. And the report outlines like these three levels of measurement that you can use to really track like TV's impact. And first you've got what are called, you know, micro impacts. And these are like your immediate responses, your calls, your website visits, app downloads, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And these are all like trackable right after an ad airs.
So you can see what's resonating with viewers.
Right. You get that instant feedback.
In real time.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you've got your macro impacts.
Okay.
And this is like the bigger picture stuff.
Okay.
This is how your campaign is doing over time as it starts to gain traction.
Yeah.
So we're talking, you know, changes in website traffic sources.
Okay.
Improved conversion rates.
Yeah.
A higher proportion of new customers.
It's about like understanding how TV influences like
exactly
whole customer journey.
The whole thing.
Not just those initial touch points.
The whole thing, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And then finally you've got business impacts.
Yeah.
And these are your long-term gains.
Okay.
Right? Your improved brand recall.
Yeah.
Increased investment opportunities.
Okay.
And of course, you know, revenue growth.
Right.
And the report actually found that advertisers who are using TV, they saw an average revenue increase of 39% in their first year.
39%. Now, those are some compelling numbers.
Yeah.
It seems like the data is pretty clear that TV advertising, it's not just
an option.
A viable option. It's like a strategic imperative.
Yeah, you kind of have to. to play the game.
If you want to grow.
If you want to grow, exactly.
Yeah, this has been a really eye-opening deep dive.
Yeah, it's been great.
You know, we went from thinking about TV advertising as like a relic of the past.
Yeah, right.
To seeing it as this, you know,
yeah,
powerful,
mm-hmm,
multifaceted tool for growth.
Yeah.
In today's, you know,
I know, it's like
media landscape.
It's like one of those things where it's like the answer was right there in front of us the whole time.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And to bring it full circle.
Yeah.
Remember Airbnb.
Yeah.
They understood that their digital strategy,
yeah,
while effective,
yeah,
it was only reaching like,
yeah,
a fraction of their potential customers.
A small piece of the pie.
Right. And they needed to generate demand.
Yeah.
Not just capture it.
Exactly.
And TV was the key.
TV was the answer for them.
And look at them now.
It's a great lesson, I think, for any business.
Totally.
Like are you just focused on reaching those customers who already know who you are?
Right.
Yeah. Or are you actively trying to expand that reach? And build your brand.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe TV is that key,
yeah,
to unlocking that next level,
right,
of growth for your business.
That's a powerful thought to end on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is too.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Oh, of course. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's given us a lot to think about.
It has.